This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Tony Walker is the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, a regular guest. In fact, one of our most downloaded podcasts is of you, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Macca?
Good. Tass thinks you're a media slut.
I didn't say that, Macca.
I think my wife might agree with him.
I just said that you were very handy with social media. Mac has decided to interpret that as being a media slut. There you go.
It's all about good messaging.
You obviously enjoy Twitter, don't you?
I do. Sometimes a little bit too much, my wife would say. Yeah. It's a bit obsessive. But it's quite an amazing tool. I mean, you learn so much and you can engage with people. I've made so many friends, actually, on Twitter that from different parts that I would never have possible in different areas that I would never have actually had anything to do with. So,
and what do your minders say? Do they ever get worried about what you might do?
No, because in fact, some people think I actually have people doing it for me. It's all me. I just have a view of being myself. And so sometimes there'll be things on there related to what ambulance are doing. And there are things on there that interest me, some of which are a bit obscure. But just being myself, which I really enjoy.
Yes, yes. And Tony, what an amazing week. What a week you've had.
Certainly has been. I prefer not to have too many of these, I've got to say. It's been a very, very difficult week for us, obviously, and the whole Victorian community after the event at Flinders Street this week. I mean, our paramedics did an incredible job, I've got to say. They stepped up. They were there in probably about three or four minutes and did an amazing job, as did the Victorian community, in stepping up to help people. Again, we see this all the time, this mateship that's part of our culture coming through loud and clear. But it's been a big week. Probably one I would have preferred not to have, as I think all the community would feel the same way.
Of course, I did see a tweet from our very own Premier, actually, who attended a meeting with some of the ambulance paramedics who had attended to the Flinders Street incident the other day, and I thought that was a great way to actually acknowledge the work that people on the ground do.
I agree. It was lovely, actually. We were having our operational debrief of the event with all the crews that were involved, and the Premier quietly popped in and just thanked everyone for all they'd done, and importantly, really emphasised the need for them to look after their mental health and for us to do that as well. And I think that's it was lovely. It means a lot to people when we have leaders of our state and the acting health minister, Jenny McCarcos, there as well. It meant a lot to our people just to know that they'd taken time out of what is an incredibly busy time of their day to just spend a few minutes thanking the paramedics that attended that incident on this week. So, yeah, it was lovely, really lovely.
And, Tony, before we get on to how other people in the, in the Victorian community, how they should look after themselves in the run-up to Christmas, so the paramedics that attended, for them, attending any incident can be traumatic. To attend something like this where there are dozens and dozens of people and crowds and, no one really knows what's going on, is this over, has this finished, why did it happen? How does Ambulance Victoria, how do you actually assist these paramedics to deal with this? What sort of programs do you have in place?
Well, we've got very well established peer and counselling services, but we learnt from on the back of Bourke Street that we now have appointed one of our managers who actually their job right from the start of the incident is to manage the wellbeing of all the people who attend. So rather than sort of dealing with it post the event, we're dealing with it live through the event and making sure they're doing okay. We had over 50 paramedics that attended that scene. We have people in their first year of being a paramedic. One of our wonderful paramedics, Rain Histon, attended, and Rain was she'd never been to a scene like this before, but they just their training kicked in, And one of the things, Macca, that you know, they fed back to me that was the most powerful thing on the day, because it was evolving. No one knew what was going on. Was it some sort of significant event of other than just the event that it's turned out to be? The police were just incredible. The police were there and saying to our paramedics, "You're okay. We're here to protect you. You have nothing to worry about. You can focus on the patients." And they said it constantly, over and over again. And it gave such comfort to them to know that in this evolving scene, that the police there had their back and were supporting and protecting them whilst the case was evolving, which meant they could just focus on delivering the best care they could.
That's a really nice, really encouraging thing, you know, when to hear that. And I know the emergency services work very closely together, but to hear that, that's a real positive. So congratulations. We're speaking to Doug Fryer shortly as well, so we'll thank him as well. We've got a couple of minutes, Tony. So for all Victorians, as we come up into the Christmas, the New Year, people having holidays, you know, the weather's nice. Perhaps they're not thinking so much about what they're doing and where they're doing it and why they're doing it.
Overindulging.
Too much Terps and Tucker. for paramedics as well, of course, and I spoke to a paramedic yesterday who's working, I won't tell you what he called the shift, but Christmas and Boxing Day and New Year's Eve. What's your advice to Victorians so that the paramedics don't get worked too hard over this break? What advice do you give to your fellow Victorians?
So I think, first up, it's a great time of year for people to enjoy time with their family, and I think, enjoy it. Take time out, relax, don't overindulge. I mean, alcohol is one of our biggest issues. Now, we're dealing with more than 60 cases a day that are alcohol-related. And it's interesting, the College of Emergency Medicine just last weekend did a survey, and 1 in 8 of our patients in emergency departments are alcohol-related.
Yes.
And so I think this whole issue of just taking it easy, having a good time, but looking out for yourself, tapering up with mixing alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks, and importantly, this sense of looking out for your mates. If you're out having a good time, making sure someone there is keeping an eye on someone that might be being a bit silly. That's a real focus I would suggest to people. Really have a great time, but remember that, you can get yourself into trouble. We've seen circumstances where we have violence. We have, alcohol is a huge driver to the violence of our paramedics. One of our paramedics is subject to physical assault and verbal abuse every 37 hours in this state. It is worse this time of year, and we see it. And we're just saying to people, have fun, but please moderate what you're doing, because we would prefer not to be treating anyone this Christmas for any sort of alcohol-based injury or incident, but sadly I know we will. I was out with our crews last night, and it wasn't too bad a night last night, but I think this weekend it's warm. We just encourage people to take it easy, but have fun. Enjoy this time of year. Spend time with your families.
And Christmas Day, I mean, you're always on duty, aren't you? You'll be in at the office, or you'll be at home, or how are you?
I'll be up in Maryborough this Christmas Day with my wife and her family, but never off call. That's the nature of the job. But a number of our paramedics are working Christmas Day. And I think, I'd ask the community, just remember, on Christmas Day, as they're all getting up and opening the presents for the kids, we've got our paramedics who've had to leave home at 5:30, 6 o'clock that morning. They'll be spending the day with their ambulance family and missing out on some of the things that we take for granted, so that they're out there to protect the community.
We're out of time, Tony, but thank you. And great to hear, that discussion and reassurance between Victoria Police and the paramedics during the Flinders Street incident. Thanks for your time this year. Very much appreciated it. And thank you for your leadership of Ambulance Victoria. It does. It does make a difference. I know that from paramedics.
And thank you for just being there. I mean, the Ambulance Victoria provides an absolutely critical and central service to our community. So thank you.
Best in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I wish you both a Merry Christmas and all your listeners as well. You guys have done some amazing work in leading the way this year as well, particularly in the same-sex marriage stuff. So that means a lot to all of our people as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.